I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is WBUR, one of the many lucky places in northern New England that will get to see the solar eclipse in its totality Monday is Burlington, Vermont. It'll be enveloped in darkness as the moon completely blocks out the sun. There's a Science and Nature Museum in Burlington, which has been preparing for Eclipse Day. The museum is Echo Leahy Center for Lake Champlain, and Nina Redobinho heads its education programs. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
So you have honed your skills because you say that back in 2017, when you were also with the museum, you had kind of a trial run when there was just a partial eclipse and not everything went right. So you've learned a lot. Like what?
Yes. So we really believe in learning through failure here at Echo. And in 2017, we underestimated public interest in the eclipse. And so we only had 50 pairs of eclipse glasses and we had hundreds of people show up. So at some point, people were not returning the eclipse glasses. We were trying to get them to share. I remember that I was standing on a stool trying to get guests to bring eclipse glasses back so that we could share them with everyone. So we had 7 years to do better.
So you wrote yourself a note back then for 7 years hence. And one of the things you're going to be doing at the Science Center Monday is a live stream of the eclipse. And I wonder how you live stream darkness.
So it'll only be dark for about 3.5 minutes during totality. And it'll be sort of a dusk-like darkness. But what we're hoping to see during that time is the sun's corona. So that's the atmosphere that we can't normally see because the sun outshines it. And so when you see pictures of total eclipses, you usually see sort of this ghostly halo around the sun. So we're hoping to see that during totality.
Yeah, that's really difficult because you're trying to capture something on live stream that's extremely bright and then extremely dark.
Yeah, so you have to make sure that if you're using any sort of scope, binoculars, that you have a solar filter on it. But then there's an adapter that goes into the focuser where the eyepiece would normally be that's creating a digital image that we're going to stream on YouTube.
So anybody can watch it on YouTube.
Yes, anybody can watch it.
And you also, I understand, have some do-it-yourself viewing tools.
Yes, so we've been prototyping a lot of different stuff. We 3D printed binocular lens covers and then used a solar filter material in them so you could adapt binoculars to get enhanced view of the sun. And then we've also been playing around just because we have some leftover face shields from the pandemic. And we have all this extra bulk solar filter material that we purchased. So sort of just for fun, and because we have a lot of kids come through the museum, we just threw some solar filter paper on those face shields because younger kids, they do not like having those glasses on.
I bet.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does, except that you're saving your eyes by wearing them. So, Nina, I just want to mention that you, I know, have a degree in environmental science and a graduate degree in informal science education, which I hadn't heard about. But it strikes me that this is like your time. This is perfect for you at the museum.
Yes. The eclipse is our Super Bowl. This is one of the biggest public engagements in science I'll probably experience in my life. So it's been really meaningful to me to be able to have so many people interested in this scientific event and have a scientific event that isn't just about science, and I think it never is, but it really is a really spiritual event for a lot of people. And I think there's a lot of connection there. And what interests me in science and what interests me in being a human being is sort of that question of what is our place in the universe and who we are. And I think the eclipse brings that up for a lot of folks.
Nina Redobinho at Echo Leahy Center for Lake Champlain, a science and nature museum in Burlington, Vermont, which has big plans for Monday's eclipse, including a live stream of the event on YouTube. Best of luck.
Thanks, Lisa.